back to GX and Agriculture. I'm Doug Faulkner. And Warriors for Wheat is the name of a book celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association. Board member Clayton Kodalak says the book highlights numerous farm policy issues raised by the wheat growers between 1995 and 2020.
Well, it seemed like the logical thing to do is if you printed a book for the first 25 years and when the next 25 years came around, it seemed like the logical thing to do. And in particular, there was so many of our desires and changes for the industry came to fruition in the past 25 years. So, you know, as you know, there's been a great amount of change in the past 25 years in Western Canadian agriculture, and we thought it was certainly worth celebrating.
What were some of the issues you've addressed since 1995?
Well, the big one, obviously, is the monopoly of the Canadian Wheat Board. You know, that's certainly our crowning achievement and, you know, something we're most proud of. When we set out to write this book, when we started digging through the archives, it was shocking how much time, effort, and resources was put into the Wheat Board issue. Really, that issue alone could have been a book in itself. However, we decided to also put in some of our other accomplishments in the book as well, because, I mean, we weren't just about the Wheat Board. You know, we're about trade, transportation, technology, the three T's, as they're sometimes referred to. And those subjects are also listed in the book here. And I think your listeners will really enjoy the read here.
And you worked on the abolition of the crow rate as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a big file in its day. There's no question. That's really where the book kicks off. It launched in 1995. The Crow Benefit issue was finally put to rest, and we suddenly had a competitive environment where there wasn't a government subsidy that was paid for by taxpayers to export our grain, which did nothing but hurt our value-added processing industry. The industry, if you fed any grain to any livestock, or if you crushed any canola, if you processed any peas, lentils, or chickpeas, the Crow Benefit put us at a huge disadvantage, and that's also one of the big changes. I mean, our value-added processing industry has flourished in Western Canada, and we're really proud of that, and we certainly think that we were on the right side of history on that one.
I find it interesting that the wheat growers also went on hiatus for a few years.
That's true. There were some tough times in agriculture in the early 2000s, and the organization was struggling financially, but the rallying cry went out to our members that, you know, look, at you know, this organization is important. We felt it was, and we weren't the only ones, and a new set of leadership stepped up to the plate, and the organization has been very much alive and well ever since, and that's something else that we're pretty proud of, that we, you know, we're beaten down to the ashes practically, but you know, when you're determined committed, there's really, it takes more than something like that to stop this.
The book also addresses some more modern issues as well.
Well, certainly the carbon tax is kind of the issue of the day right now. It certainly has not been doing farmers any good. We don't have a lot of alternatives when it comes to grain drying. So we certainly would like to see changes in that area, and hopefully that will come. But we need to stay dedicated to the issue, and hopefully that gets changed.
The book is now for sale, and it would be a great Christmas gift.
Well, yeah, it is. The book is available on recourse.ca, and right now what we have a special promotion that if you buy a membership, you get the book sent to you as well with the membership, and it's a saving of approximately $50, and that's available this week. If you missed that deadline, it is also, you can just click on our website and order a book. The turnaround time is fairly quick. We usually, the books get sent out typically in the next day or two, and hopefully with a little cooperation from the Postal Service, you could certainly have it in time before Christmas. The book is a coffee table book. It's got plenty of colored pictures and lots of stories, and really looks good on any farmer's coffee table.
Would you say the work of the wheat growers is never going to be done?
There's going to be more. We keep thinking, every time we get an issue put to rest, we keep thinking, well, that's it. We can just sit back maybe enjoy the fruits of our labor. But there's always new issues coming up. These some of the environmental issues, we're seeing it in Europe where they're trying to force organic farming onto their producers. So that, you know, that's concerning. Some of the trade is always going to be an issue that's coming up. That's going to be with us. Certainly for as long as agriculture, as long as we're exporting, trade's going to be an issue. We need to stick with that file and to make sure that our we have access to these markets and the breeding and GMO issue too. I mean, we're strongly behind that. We feel it's the only way to move our country and our industry forward, and that's a battle that we're going to keep fighting, and hopefully common sense will prevail, and we'll be on the forefront of the trade and technology and transportation file, the three T's as they're sometimes referred to.
And does your group have an opinion on the seed royalty issue as well?
Yeah, it certainly is. We're seeing other countries where they have a model for recovering investment in seed production and seed development, and you know, there's literally hundreds of millions of dollars of private money that's waiting to be invested into the Canadian seed industry, but there's no mechanism for these investors to recover their investments. So therefore, it's a system that's not working, and I think if we want to, you know, we've seen how much yields have increased in the past, you know, in our lifetimes of farming. However long you farm, if you only farm for 10 years, you saw big improvements in yields and quality, and we need to keep that moving forward, because if other countries are doing it and we're not, we're certainly going to be left behind.
That's Clayton Kodalak, a Western Canadian Wheat Growers Association board member, talking about their new book called Warriors for Wheat, highlighting the second 25 years of the organization.